And now on Oprah Radio,
here's Gayle King.
Okay, moving on. My next guest says she knows what it takes to be in a successful marriage. She's been in one for many, many years. Iris Krasnow is the best-selling author of, I love the title of this book, The Secret Lives of Wives, Women Share What It Really Takes to Stay Married. And she joins us now to reveal the real-life confessions of women who have achieved their own happily ever afters. I love this, Iris. I sit here before you as a divorced person, but I so believe in the institution of marriage, and I love what you've done in your book where you've laid it out. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Gail. Yeah, I interviewed 200 wives.
Yep.
Who've been married from 15 to 70 years.
And 70? Wait. Let me go back to the 70 years.
Yes.
How old were they when they got married, and how old are they now?
Well, I have to tell you something. She's 91-ish, and he's right around there. And she said the secret to her long marriage is they're both in love with the same man. But, you know, and even though there's some salacious secrets in this book, like a woman in her early 70s who's been married for 44 years and still makes out occasionally with her high school boyfriend in his red Cadillac, one of her secrets.
Uh-huh.
The book really, the happiest women I interviewed who are in the happiest marriages have a central purpose and passion and sense of self-fulfillment outside of their marriages. And that's the real secret.
Outside of their marriages. I love there's a part in the book where you write, what draws you together is a spiritual mystery that the only the two of you can understand, but what keeps you together is not so mysterious. I love the sentiment of that. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I think that once you, first of all, some marriages need to end. And
yes,
I don't say
I
that
agree.
Everyone needs to stay married because of abuse, abandonment, adultery.
No, I agree. I agree.
And so I'm not a proponent of everyone staying married. But, you know, once you say I do, it doesn't mean I might. It means I will if it's working. And especially, you know, we have four children together. And, you know, it's a day-to-day grind. And so it means that you are in the grind of the ordinary. Mm-hmm. And you're not expecting the extraordinary every minute. The extraordinary comes with the passing years.
Yes.
When you have a mosaic of life that you've created together, and it's like a tapestry or a quilt. And our four babies are now four young men, and I am not married to a perfect person. Let me say also that the happiest wives I interviewed have a great circle of girlfriends mm-hmm. with whom to drink, travel, and vent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because venting, you've got this great chapter called Through Sickness, Loathing, and Death. And I don't know if you're familiar with Kristen Chenoweth, who's got a new album out. And one of the cuts on the album is I Want Somebody I Can Bitch About. Are you familiar with her?
Yes, and I love that sentiment. You know, the real
No, but have you heard that song?
No.
Okay, wait. Mr. Easter, when she was here, I pulled a cut. Do you by chance still have that cut? If you don't, I'll just read her some of the lyrics. It's okay if you don't.
He is looking for it.
Okay, but let me just read this to you, Iris. She says, I want someone I can fight with, then make up all night with, someone who makes me mad and makes me laugh, has my back through it all, loves my flaws and loves me because I'm crazy. When I feel ugly, they still love me. They still think I'm beautiful. And when I'm a mess, they'll think I'm the best. I want somebody I can bitch about. And I so think this sentiment is so true in marriage because I believe that you have days where you look at him and you go, I don't even like you today. But at the end of the day, you still know that you're in love with your spouse. True?
Well, and they have your back. I love these lyrics. Oh, my God.
Yes, you've got to get this.
You've
got to get the CD, but specifically the song I Want Somebody I Can Bitch About is a great, great, great song. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, when people ask me, can you reduce your book, you know, in this age of sound bites, please reduce The Secret Lives of Wives to three words. And I say it's guts, gonads, and girlfriends. And, you know, sometimes it's not even about this arduous feeling of flames from within, but it's about endurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go the distance. And gonads, I do think it's really important to be not only emotionally connected, but you need that physical feeling because, you know, I'm a college professor at American University, and I teach these young kids, and girls come to me and say, oh, I'm marrying my best friend. And I don't say, is he from a great family or is he going to be a lawyer or a doctor? I say, are you attracted to him?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, oh, yeah, we're great friends. I say, no, but are you attracted to him?
To him, yes.
And she says, why? And I say, you know what? After 5 years and 10 years of sharing in-laws, mortgages, and bills, you want somebody that you can just go to bed with and make your problems go away for at least 4 minutes.
Yeah, 4 minutes.
Okay, 11 minutes.
Oh, Iris, come on, make it 12.
Okay, honey, all day.
Day's not good. All day isn't good. But let me ask you this. You know, when people say that, and I'm going to take infidelity out of the equation because I think that's a whole nother conversation that we don't have time for. Yeah, it's another show that we don't have time for. But do you think in all marriages you reach a point where you just have a bad patch? You just don't click. You just don't really care for each other. Do you think that's normal in a marriage that you just go through that?
I love that you asked me that, because if I do one thing in this book, I want everybody who reads The Secret Lives of Wives to know there is no gold standard marriage toward which we should aspire to. Those people that coo at each other and call each other sweetie and pick at each other's foods and kiss between anchovies, you know what? They could be flinging dishes at each other in their house. The only people that knows what's going on in a marriage are those two people in it, and now I know too.
That's so true.
You can hear Gail King every weekday on Oprah Radio. Check Oprah.com for showtimes.
Live your best life on Oprah Radio.